الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today's topic will be on worshiping during turmoil. Stuff is going on in the world, but you still worship. Right now, many of us might be going through something personally, but you still worship and remember Allah, remember Almighty God. You have people going around starting wars. They want someone else's land. They're going in and then try to take the other people's land. People are starving. People are sick. Some people care about others more than others. Some people only care about enriching themselves and not enriching the nation or different individuals in the nation. Some are about take. You don't give anything at all. Sometimes people trust that people they put in various positions that they're going to look out for them and might fool them thinking they're looking out for them, but they're really not looking out for them. They're looking out for themselves. So what all this does is for us, it puts us in a position of, okay, are we going to rely on Allah, Almighty God? Are we going to be scratching and beating ourselves up in the chest or in the face because of what we're going through? I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. But still, you can do something about it by worshiping Allah, depending on Allah, and not depending on mankind to get you through whatever you're going through. So what did the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, say about this? A summary of this is that worshiping during times of difficulty is like immigrating to Allah or migrating to Allah or going to Allah for the help that you need and rely only on Allah. It was related by the one companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said simply that worshiping during a period of widespread turmoil, it's like immigration towards me, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let me go into explanation of this a little bit more, because I don't want my students to lose hope, particularly in Allah. Others may leave you while being hopeless. They're going to give you hope at the beginning, but then later on, they're going to turn around and leave you hopeless. So let me move on. This explanation of this is, this hadith speaks about the importance of worshiping Allah, even during times of turmoil and difficulty. It is said that worshiping Allah during these times is equivalent to immigrating towards Him. This means that when we are in difficult situation or in a difficult situation and still choose to worship Allah, it shows our dedication and commitment towards Him. It also shows how much we trust in His mercy and guidance, even when things seem bleak around us or seem like it's just not going to work out for us. The hadith, this hadith encourages us to stay strong in our faith, no matter how or no matter what happens to us or around us, and keep worshiping Him, meaning Allah, with all sincerity, as if we are migrating towards Him for refuge from all the chaos around us. So if we had to keep this in mind. You might be going through something right now personally, going something through in your neighborhood, going through something in your particular country or area where you live. You might be going through a lot of turmoil and a lot of chaos. But then you go to Allah and ask Allah for help. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, y'all listen to some of my previous episodes, He did a lot of that. He went to Allah for help and asked Allah to help him to work through the chaos and work through the confusion and work through the turmoil, that he's going to depend only on Allah and no one else. And we have to do the same. We don't get all caught up in what's our situation and what's going on with us, that we go to Allah and say, "Ya Allah, you see what's going on. You see what's happening. You're my difficulty. Every difficulty is relief. You're going through something right now, and ask Allah to take you out of it, to pull you out of whatever you're going through. And that's for anyone that's listening to me. You ask Allah to help you. And rely only on Allah and solely on Allah. You're going to go through stuff. It just happens to all of us. I can't name all the things I've gone through, or will go through. But I can say that I depend on Allah and Allah alone to get me through it. I can't tell you how many times I got up and I raised my hands up and I asked Allah, "Allah, you're aware of my situation. You know how people are towards me, and I'm trying to do what is right, but they want me to do what they want me to do, which is wrong. Please, Allah, help me out of this situation." And I put everything in your hands. And so, not long after that, Allah relieved me of whatever I was going through and took the people or pointed the people in another direction and not towards me, causing chaos towards me. And so because I relied on Allah, and I'm asking my students to do the same thing, rely on Allah. Yes, a lot of things going on around you. A lot of people doing a lot of things around you. Sometimes you don't understand it. You don't know why they're doing it, but all you know is that they're doing it. So the best thing I can say to my students is that no matter what you're going through, is that worship, continue to worship, continue to believe in Allah no matter what you're going through. So you pray to Allah, ask Allah to help you, and what you're going through right now, it could be worse, what you're going through, and believe me, it can be much worse. A person that don't have shoes is not the same as a person that don't have feet. And so your situation could be worse off, but it isn't. Just rely on Allah and depend on Allah alone to get you through it. And encourage your family to do the same thing and your neighbor to do the same thing. Yes, we're going through something right now. Either the prices are too high, we're going through something. We can't afford food and housing and clothing and food and the like. But you ask Allah to help you. And Allah help you to make it through, and depend on Allah, not mankind. Depend on Allah, and maybe Allah would help them. Allah, if you're being oppressed, then Allah, listen to the prayers. Nothing, no shield. And I talked about this to you all before. Is there's no shield or no kind of cover or curtain between the person who's oppressed and Allah. Allah hears you. And you don't know when Allah is going to help you, but Allah helps you in His own time and in His own way. And so, my beautiful students, rely on Allah, depend on Allah. You may be in an oppressive situation right now. Don't worry about it. Ask Allah to help you to make it through your situation that you're going through. You have been listening to Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.